that's what you call a man like that.
We just call him, he's just very stern, or he's a tightwad or something like that?
No, if he paid you good money and you had to earn it, well, you could say he was, you know, a stern man, but it don't seem like that word would fit in either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll just pass that one up.
Okay. He's a good businessman or something like that, because he wanted to get his dollars worth.
You know, someone that that's just plain, and you know, they're not very flamboyant or not very you know, flashy on the dress or something. You'd say they're just okay. Like if it was a bunch of folk, you'd say they're just you know, what type of folk? I would say plain folk, or would you say something else?
Well, I don't know. I guess I would just say, well, yeah, they're just plain folk. Say them. You know,
would you ever use common folk?
Common folks, plain, either one, which one's good as the other.
Would you, would you ever use common in a complimentary terms?
You know, someone that,
can?
Yeah.
You know, like, give me an example of that. You know, how would you say, you know, use common for, you know, like, you know, in complimentary terms?
Well, I think that's complimented when you say you're just plain common people.
I see. Well, you know, like if you say, I mean, that girl is very common, like then you would mean she's just
Well, she's just more or less an ordinary girl.
I see. So it's not bad in any way.
No, it's not bad.
I see.
Because I've heard that word used a lot of times, and they're real, you know, nice people. I don't say they were a pretty or anything like that.
You know, like if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quiet.
Young looking,
but you know, like in, okay, but in his activity, you'd say he's quiet what? You know, like if he was busy around the house and he was 85 years old and he was sawing limbs, and you'd like say, well, he's quiet.
Active,
or, you know, like, you know, would you say, maybe right pert?
Yeah, that's right word, too.
Well, you know, like, would you just use active?
I'd say he's a very active man.
Very active man.
You'd say, still quiet.
You know, like if you were worried or concerned, like you wouldn't say that you feel easy, but you feel
uneasy.
You know, something that you would be scared about, like you would be, like you would say, I am what? You know, something that, something that you don't know about, you'd say that I am what, concerning that particular instance.
I would be afraid.
Afraid? Mm-hmm. Like, would you use that? Mm-hmm. Okay, like, if someone, I should say, she isn't afraid now, but she, meaning that, like in the past, mm-hmm. she what?
She has been.
Has been? Mm-hmm. What?
Afraid.
Afraid?
Scared about it. You would say, I am, but something that, something that you don't know about, you can say that I am concerning that particular.
Okay, like if, I don't understand why she's afraid. She